The U.S. Supreme Court has been asked to decide this fundamental question: what do we do about New Jersey? The court's response could determine which political party controls the United States Senate. Incumbent Democrat Robert Torricelli dropped out of the New Jersey Senate race this week in the wake of an ethics scandal and declining support. The deadline for new candidates has passed, but the state Supreme Court has ruled that the Democrats can appoint a replacement. That has elections officials scrambling to print new ballots and New Jersey voters worried about the state's reputation. NPR's Nancy Solomon reports.
In the legal fight over whose name can appear on the November ballot, this is where the rubber meets the road. It is the county clerks who must reprint ballots, devise a system for tracking absentee votes already coming in, and quickly mail new ones to overseas voters. Joan Bramhall is the Morris County clerk.
This year we were so proud of ourselves because we were so ahead of printing all of our ballots that are necessary for, you know, the November election. And now we're really way behind because we've done so much more than other counties have that we have to catch up.
Statewide, 106 absentee ballots had already been mailed overseas. In Morris County, they sent out 10, and 3 have already come back. Once new ballots are printed, election supervisor Larry Brown has to resend them and provide return postage.
Here's one in Poland. That wouldn't be too bad. Norway, Dublin, Ireland. This one's going to China. So we don't appear to have any that are really, you know, up in the Antarctic or somewhere, or out in the boonies of Alaska. You know, we say here that you think you've seen everything in elections, and there's always something that pops up that you just wouldn't believe could happen.
Down the road at the Short Hills Mall, 33-year-old Holly Belli of Glenridge is shopping with 2 friends, all 3 of young children in strollers. She is representative of the majority of voters in this state. She's an independent, chooses candidates of either party, and leans toward moderate candidates. Belli hasn't decided who to vote for in November, but she's put off by Republican Douglas Forrester's legal challenge to stop the ballot change.
He was calling for Torricelli, resign, or, you know, pull yourself out of the election. So he goes and does it, and now they're not happy with the result from that. It's like, well, you know, you can't whine and have your way either way. Let's have a fair election. If you're such a great candidate, if the people of New Jersey want to elect you, they're going to elect you regardless of whether or not there's another opponent there.
Of 13 voters questioned, 4 said they thought the decision to change the ballot was unfair, including Mark Angelo of Cedar Grove.
It was horrendous. Believe me, it just shouldn't have never happened. It's wrong. You know, it's not what it's about.
Have you made up your mind who you're going to vote for?
No, not yet.
Another independent, Marianne Donnelly of Fairhaven, says the legal fight makes her want to not vote at all.
It's terrible. We're the constant butt of humor, and it's a shame because this is such a beautiful state and we get such a bad rap, but this is why. And no one's been able to affect change here, and things need to change.
Of course, New Jersey's bad rap goes much further back than Torricelli's announcement on Monday. Ben Franklin made fun of the state in an article he wrote in 1730. More recently, a New Jersey joke was judged most funny by 2 million people who responded to an online survey. Those voting came from all over the world. Now it looks like comics have yet another reason to poke fun at the Garden State. Nancy Solomon, NPR News, Short Hills, New Jersey.